about the journals, and I'll have them for you tomorrow. I've got to spend one more night reading it. I'd like to read them all before I return. I'm finding some patterns, and what I want to do is make a note of general comments that I'll attach to each of them, and then there are just a lot of specific notes on each of your journals as well. One thing you'll note is that sometimes I'll have underlined something without making comment on it, just that I think you've made some points worth thinking further about in your notes, and with as many comments as I've had to write, sometimes I just can't think of what it is, but some of the things you're saying do jump out, and I just want to point out to you some of the things that I think are, maybe I'll put a question mark there or something that I think is a good point that you can elaborate on further in your own thinking about that. But I will finish reading them tonight. But I just want to read them always before I return. So you can take them up tomorrow. Two other announcements before we start. Had I talked to the class or with only a few of you about a lunch for Jimmy and Mabel 2 weeks from Friday? Okay. So we're set for 2 weeks from Friday up on the fifth floor. Tomorrow, they'll be back. Oh, it is? So 2 weeks from Friday. One more announcement. The second announcement is that for the next two classes, either Steve Crosby or Pam Herman will be here in my place. I mentioned to you in one of the earlier classes that I have a number of other responsibilities, one of those being the National Advisory Council on Indian Education. And we're going to be meeting, and I'd indicated that the days I don't want to meet are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So the days that were set were Wednesday and Thursday, with Tuesday and Friday to travel. It couldn't have been a worse selection for me, but now that it's set, I don't have much choice except to go. At least I feel what I have to. I can ignore it, but I don't want to. So Pam is the person in charge of the student development program under which this operates, and she's worked closely with us before. And she's also in charge of the Rural Honors Institute, which is taking more and more of the time at this time of the year. Or it might be Steve Crosby. Steve is working with Jimmy and Mabel on teaching a dance class. And between them, they're both very interested in coming to this class, so I don't know which it'll be. If it's a boy, it's Steve. If it's a girl, it's Pam. So next week, they'll be here for those 2 days. How many of you know Pam? How many of you know Steve? Okay, most of you know Steve. A few of you don't know either one. But one of them will be here. One thing that students asked about a lot, one thing that students asked about a lot, Jimmy and Mabel, was your family, and they're very interested in that. And I know that you and Steve talked about that. And Steve, I know you asked me about it, and there really was quite a lot of interest in that. So that may take most, if not all, of the class today. And I know that from what you said, it just takes a lot of time. But can we work that out on the blackboard now? Is that the best way to do it?
Yes.
You need a step ladder to start working up or down?
We only went one direction, and that's to their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. A lot.
Yeah.
I don't know quite particularly what you should write. Ready and willing to write their names on the board?
Yeah, I think so. And if you can show the relationships, the parents and the children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, some graphic order that shows the relationships. given the space limitations we have. Maybe what we ought to do is for 4 or 5 here to just swing around to the middle here. For the use of the board, that might work better.
It would be more fun to go in both directions. They have parents and brothers and sisters and so on, as well as children. Okay, this is a tie of marriage, and this is husband and wife. Jimmy, what's your name in Eskimo name?
Tule.
Nicaragua.
Yeah.
And that's Jimmy and me. And then going down in this direction is their children.
It's a right, old right spell of my name, huh?
What? Yeah.
Yeah.
T-U-L-I-I. And of course, when these get turned into English last names, that was done in a different writing system. Let's put the older children here, and then the younger one there. So, who's your oldest child?
I don't know.
If you'd like to take note of the chart here, go ahead and do it.
And her husband is
Sam for me.
Samsung?
Yeah.
Samsung.
You know if they're Christian or parenthetical?
Okay. This is Kathy. This is Jimmy up here. And Mabel. Kathy, and he's
Joseph. Yeah,
Joseph. Nungu.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I spelled this right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, since this is a legal name that was written a long time ago, it's sort of according to a different way of writing than I'll do. Their Eskimo names, I'll write them proper way. Yeah, Joseph and Samkumi are the same person, but this is his English name and Yupi name. And their children. Their oldest child is
who?
Uhura?
Uhura, yeah.
Mangtakoli. Oldest. Oldest boy.
I'm sorry.
Mangtakoli.
Mm-hmm.
And that's George?
Yeah. George.
And you can go on forever here. Yep. Is he married?
Yeah, wife. Akimok.
What?
Akimok.
in English?
Jenny.
Jenny? Do they have children?
Yeah, four.
Who?
Mastoy.
What?
First, no, Mastoy.
Is that the boy or girl?
Boy.
Mastoy?
Yeah, Mastoy. I can't remember that.
Okay, the English name sounds, I can't remember it. Shows what kind, which names people use among themselves.
The other one's brother, Sishkenaha.
What?
Sishkenaha.
Boy.
Boy.
Sishkenaha?
Yeah, Sishkenaha. The other one's sister, youngster. Arvishtrome.
What?
Arvishtrome.
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 And then there's this
is a long one.
Yeah, is this a boy or girl?
Girl.
Girl.
And,
so these are their what?
One is
children? Grandchildren? Great, great. Each level is of the same generation. So this is their generation and their children's generation. Grandchildren and great-grandchildren. And if we get time, we put their brothers and sisters on the same level as them. And then parents, aunts and uncles, the next level up. Grandparents, the next level up. Chartwood. Stretch from the library to the patio. Because this is one, what have we got so far? Your oldest child,
yeah.
Four kids. How about Kathy's other children?
But he died, Jackson.
Who's that?
Jackson. Unmuka. He died.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, who's baby?
Kumshin. Kumshin.
It all. Guvra.
Yeah. Three girls.
And her husband?
Nunaha.
Nunaha what?
Nunaha.
Nunaha?
Yeah.
Nunaha. By the way, some of these are names, but some of them have kind of a literal meaning too. Like Guvra, is that a net?
Mm-hmm.
That means net?
Yeah.
And Nunaha?
Yeah.
Land.
Yeah.
But some of them might have, like, Kumstein, just the name.
Yeah.
So that's usually how it is. Well, it's all names. You look hard enough, you can find that literal meaning.
Yeah, two girls.
How about their children?
Yeah. Two girls. Napinna.
What?
Napinna, older self.
Napinna?
Cobra, yeah.
Napinna.
Other one's Pagunakhota.
Pagunakhota.
I can't remember English name.
Okay, English name. Guvra, and after that?
Morris.
Yes, in English.
Kukuru me.
Wait.
Oh.
Oh. Morris is Kathy, huh?
No.
Jackson. Kathy Jackson. Who would you?
What?
Morris.
Funny to behold. You mean Kathy Children?
Right under.
Kathy's Children.
You want Kathy in the
yes.
Oh,
get off Kathy's Children first.
I need a Geraldine.
What's that?
The meal.
The meal.
Yeah. I don't know.
So is she married?
No.
Which girl?
I don't know.
Boy.
No.
Aleria. Rodolfo. Aleria. Is this Kathy's child?
Yeah.
Aleria.
Yeah.
The line. We're supposed to have the line that's their child coming down there. Aleria?
Yeah.
Is that the song? Wonderful.
Carolyn.
Is he married?
No.
Yeah.
Carolyn.
What's her name?
I
get it.
Who's name?
Carolyn.
Shaganaha.
What?
Shaganaha.
Shaganaha?
Yeah.
Steve, can I interject a question here? In doing this kind of thing now, can you add other kinds of information that would make time, for example, more visible, like adding birth dates or anything like that?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, we're not going to ask them to do that. But,
yeah, I guess on a chart like this, you can add anything you have room for. When they're born, like I was doing the oldest and the youngest, when they're born, where they live, and they would like this to put it on. We have, what, two more children here? Hannah?
Mm-hmm.
How old is Hannah?
He's one is a little girl.
Okay,
so. Okay,
well, let me get Hannah.
Yakoksi.
Akalika?
Yeah. Kaila.
Is this the boy or the girl?
Yeah,
that all of Umuhi
go.
This is, so we've got one child, but there's more to go.
Yeah, but I mean,
how many grandchildren?
Grandpa has
12 grandchildren.
No, they're connected children.
Yeah, and he has 12 children.
And two of them are married.
One,
you're a wonderful son.
Six grandchildren. Great grandchildren. Who's next?
Morris,
What's his secret name?
Kukuyumi.
Kukuyumi. Why is he called that? Kukuyumi is a place on the island. Was he born there?
Kukuyumi.
Born.
The
name is
That means person who lives in Kukuyumi.
His wife, good truth. Peganigo.
What?
Peganigo.
Peganigo. Peganigo.
Yeah.
Peganigo.
Uh-oh, what am I going to do about the children? More.
Is there anybody that has this already done?
I guess I should erase.
Good luck to grandchildren.
Not enough room for it.
I'd like to add something else here for the class. And I should have discussed this earlier, but I want to make it a point now. You'll find in your grades that I tend to not push the top. I don't like anybody to think that they can't learn anymore. I like grading somewhere in the mid-range with the idea that you can learn more. One thing that you can do, and I'll make it available now, is if anyone is interested in an extracurricular or an extra credit project, one project that I'll make available now, and you can get together those who are interested in it, would be to work out a chart showing the family that Mabel and Jimmy can take back with them when they work this out on a chart that you can take. And incidentally, we do have a model upstairs from the first elder who came in. Had you seen Austin?
Did you go in both directions?
He'd done it before he came
out.
Someone else had done it with him, but it'll give you some idea. Just from that, do I have any interest? Can I have a show of hands in an extra credit project?
It'd be a good idea to have a
throwdown. Okay, well, what I'll do then is at some point before 5:10, like to break up and give those people a chance to get together and just get coordinated on how they'll approach it. And would you be willing to help them some with that? Okay.
Okay, their children, it's very important to put people on the same generation on the same level, otherwise the chart becomes a mess and you can't figure it out later. So grandchildren from this generation should go right on this level here.
Dennis, you know, maybe George Stone, looks like he knew you.
Yeah. He I think he's in the Exceed program for learning to be a teacher.
Yeah, he was teacher now, too. He was teaching us.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
He was teaching us from our language.
He's got a degree. Did he get a degree through your team? I think he was studying in...
He told me, when he talked to you in phone, he told me he knew you.
Yeah, I met him when he was taking courses.
Okay,
so
write down the children?
Yeah.
Oh,
first one, Olber.
Oliver.
Patkota. Maybe I think Patkota.
Patkota?
Yeah, Patkota.
By the way, this Q, if you're wondering, it shows up all the time. That's like a K, but it's in the back of the mouth.
Yeah. Other ones are.
Is he married?
No. Richmond.
Richmond?
Yeah. That one, Steve Mountain. Pani Pavila.
That's why it's called North East Cape Mountain, Pani Pavila. One name, Pani Pavila. Mountain name.
And that's Richmond's name.
Pani Pavila, yeah.
And the GH is if you see that the ra, it's like a little, you know, central, like the R.
I went boy. Yeah, boy.
Appa?
Appa.
Appa.
Yeah, other one girl. Ahaya.
Ahaya.
Yeah. The English name, Anchalami. Other one girl, she died. First baby.
He died.
His name is Nakhmit.
Nakhmit. First baby been died.
I think there's some sign for it died. I'm not sure what it means.
Through the symbol.
Just where the other one. You guys know it better than I do.
It's more children, it's an old boy.
Okay, and then who's after Morris?
The kid.
What?
Raymond.
Where is this generation? What's his estimate?
Wife Elizabeth. Dalekna. Yeah. The first boy. How much?
What?
Renard.
Oh,
really? Renard. Kanakta.
Where's the Kanak?
Well, this is Kanakta. Maybe that way. Kanakta. Maybe. Another one boy. Yeah. Renard. Pusha. Yeah.
Pusha.
And he's got kids.
Yeah, two.
What's his wife?
You know.
Dalanyawa.
Yeah.
Why?
Salvia. Salvia.
Am I in the right letter?
The boy is named. It's Pinturame.
It's a boy?
Mm-hmm.
Boy. Okay. So,
yeah.
All these words that end in me like that, that means the person living at a certain place, or a name like that, that you lost from the eye.
Would that be like me?
Yeah, it's like a mute name, and you see a map, and then it's like me, yeah, me, you know. And
no, little girl,
I mean.
Little girl,
little girl.
I can't remember.
I started out putting the English names in parentheses, but I'm still doing it somewhere. These aren't, it looks like it's the last name, like Elizabeth Sullivan, but it's English name and ethnic name. I was worrying about last name.
Other one?
Yeah.
Rani?
Where? Oh, Bernard? This would be over here, in the same generation.
Rani. Rani. Bernard.
Yeah. And what's the name?
Bernard.
Yeah. Bernard's
brother. Rani.
I'm quite sure how that's
Benin.
This is boy or girl?
Boy.
Boy. And it's what?
Benedict. Benedict.
Benedict.
Yeah.
He's a good coward, I don't know. Good coward. That boy.
Young and Ganama. Another boy. Mitchell. Nachmi. Another one born. Vincent. Ayayuka.
What?
Ayayuka.
Ayayuka.
Only one sister. And Martha.
Atmaka?
Yeah. That one girl.
Atmaka?
Yeah. Just one name daughter. Amanda.
English
name
Amanda.
What's Amanda? Lan. That's all, bring me some.
Okay, let's go back to right here. Three children already. Who's the next step to bring?
Ellen?
This is. Yeah.
No married. Ellen?
Ellen?
Yeah. Amatika.
Amatika?
Yeah.
she manage it?
Yeah, maybe. Something husband, B's wife, my B's.
First husband, yeah. Died.
First husband, he's died.
So, first husband.
Yeah.
Did they have children?
He got married. Yeah.
Her first husband?
First husband. Seven children.
We got children too.
Yeah, seven children.
Yeah.
I guess it's possible to indicate, like, if there's two marriages in both directions, I don't know what if there's three marriages.
Only second husband.
Nothing with children.
Farthest right or farthest left?
Farthest left.
And then, the next one will be here?
Yeah, and she married three times.
Oh, I just have to draw some by the red line, yes. What was his name, first husband he died?
B's.
No. First one.
Uchtaha. Uchtaha.
Uchtaha.
Uchtaha. Raha. Uchtaha.
Yes, he was here, I'm sorry.
They have kids?
Yeah, seven kids.
Seven?
Yeah.
We've got children. Yeah.
Well, we can. And this would just be like a third of the way through in this direction.
Bayang.
Is that
Bayang,
a
yeah.
Boy or girl?
Girl. Bayang.
Bayang?
Brenda.
Brenda?
Yeah, Brenda. Bayang. And one kid, that Bayang.
That's one?
Yeah.
Child?
Yeah. He got a boyfriend. Yeah. You know, apa? Ataka. Ubon.
What?
Ubon.
Ubon?
Ubon.
Ubon. That's boy or girl?
Boy. I don't know.
And he's your child and wife.
And the other one, Aaron. Aaron, the boy.
Brenda's
brother.
Brenda's brother.
Yeah.
Aaron. What's his name?
Paginaha.
Paginaha?
Yeah.
Is that the right spot in your house not to say Aaron?
Gone.
What?
What? Aaron? That's a
boy. A-A-R-O-O.
And his wife, Akfagak.
What?
Akfagak. Yeah, and that's that. Remember, got one girl, yeah.
Dapala.
Dapala?
Yeah, Dapala. Other one, Sharon. She got one girl. That's Sharon.
What's Sharon's
Maknami.
Maknami?
Yeah.
Mom.
This one girl. Bayrotkak. Yes, come on. Bayrotkak.
Bayrotkak?
Mm-hmm.
Bayrotkak.
And this name? Tammy.
What?
Tammy.
Mm-hmm. How old is Tammy?
One year.
1 year.
Yeah. Maybe. Next time born September or October. One more. Yeah, he got boyfriend. And other one's boy. You know, the power army.
Yeah.
Shasha. Yeah, boy. Yeah. Otherwise, we forgot the English name.
Fibers.
Other one boy,
he's still in the army now. God Tutkap. He asked for money. God Tutkap. Lori.
He's still in the army.
Other one's a
girl.
Glinda. Timponga.
What?
Timponga. Other one's youngest girl. He's died.
This one?
Yeah. Ellen's girl. He died. And in Norm, he's died in the truck.
Chapter Ellen?
Ellen, was this all from the children of her first husband, or?
First husband.
How about that?
Nothing, no.
No children?
Yeah.
No. Who's after Ellen?
Herman.
Herman?
Herman, yeah. Ulrika? No. His wife named Esther.
What's Ellen's husband's name?
Bees.
What?
Bees. Second husband?
Yes.
Yeah, his wife Mark.
Bees.
What's his first name?
I don't know.
Bees.
Somehow, Esther.
Colleen.
They
have kids? Yeah, three kids.
Colleen.
It's Yari. Ask him on it. Yari.
Yari?
Yeah.
Yari.
Other one's Vaina.
Where is it?
Girl.
And who is it?
Yeah.
Girl.
Vaina. If Rayoka. Ask him on it. Mostly call that brother. She always called boy.
Which one?
Youngest. Boy.
Call him.
They ask him my name. Salvak.
Salvak. Shalaha?
Yeah.
Shalaha.
That's all.
That's
speaking.
Maybe I'll print one more.
One more. Eugene. Ammo.
Mary?
Koi.
Well, Tuta.
Tuta?
Yeah, Tuta.
What's her English?
Marie. Only one girl.
Jessica, that's a girl, that's all.
Is there some special way to show a doctor?
The English name, Miriam.
And you just did it?
Abruwak.
What?
Abruwak.
Abruwak?
Yeah. Tana, it should be wrong. That's all.
No more, that's all.
My youngest son, Gregory. No wife. Herman James, yeah, he died.
That's
yeah.
Simba.
Yeah. Another one, Walter, he got 7 kids. Walter.
I mean Walter, my adopted boy.
Okay.
Walter. My adopted boy.
In the middle?
Yeah.
Where does he fit? Walter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the name.
You know,
Akurupalo. Akurupalo. Yeah, I've been adopted when he was 9 years old. He'd been born Walla Walla.
His wife.
Washington.
Yeah. And his wife is who?
Uyunak.
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 Yeah,
Uyunak.
English.
You got older son.
Tangato.
What?
Warren.
Warren?
Yeah. Warren.
Tangato.
Tangato?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another boy.
Chimpa.
That one.
Chimpa?
Chimpa.
Named after your daughter?
Boy.
Another boy?
Another one. Boy.
What?
Kitchilami. Yeah.
He's died. He drank too much. He died. He shot himself. That boy, my grandson. Other ones,
Mutawi.
Yeah.
That's a boy?
Boy.
Mutawi.
You're right, I die hot too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. His sister is Bertha.
Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Bertha?
Yeah.
He got married. He got 2 kids.
Bertha?
Yeah, Bertha. Looks like no English name, only Bertha. One boy, his name is my great grand
This is children, grandchildren, great grandchildren.
This little girl is Wayne.
Wayne?
Yeah. That one, you copied last night.
Maybe four or so.
Yeah, four.
Yeah, this is the Utbaraneka.
Ah, Utbaraneka.
And this is girl?
Boy.
Boy.
So.
Another one, we have one more?
Yeah, another one more, sister. Lena.
We don't have Eskimo, where do they live?
Somewhere outside, it's got one girl.
One girl?
Lena, yeah.
Yeah, she never home yet.
Home yet.
No, she's still outside.
That's all.
She been scored, she never come back.
How many children, grandchildren, great grandchildren? Anybody have more time? I've been racing, we can't count up from the fortune.
Be clearly.
He were up on the mountain yet.
Three grandchildren?
She now, and the.
She now, one more, she now, one adopted girl.
Celia.
Celia. So one of the adopted.
You're right, yesterday. Yeah. Chingawa.
Chingawa.
Yeah. You got husband.
Chingawa.
White man. Got three kids. Here we go. I have it.
Four of the girls.
Three girls.
Three girls?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No mump in it. Can go. She knows, but.
One more adopted, older sister, Norma.
Norma. Where's Norma?
Walter's sister.
Oh, Walter's sister?
Yeah.
Walter's adopted too.
I've been adopted, so that's where I'm sister.
Yeah.
Norma.
Walter's sister, Norma, also adopted. How old is she? Yeah. Younger than Walter?
Younger than Walter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both of them, she's been down to Toronto.
Norma?
Norma.
Is she older than Ellen?
Hmm?
Is she older than Ellen?
That's much more. Norma. A little older, I think.
What?
Almost she and
she.
Yeah.
Okay. Five or six. The kids, Norma.
Yeah. Did you want to leave early?
What?
Were you going to leave?
You never
yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah. Why don't we stay another 5 minutes or so?
Five.
But I thought maybe what we are is looking briefly at the other
part.
No, I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you do a little bit of that in the next class, or will that not work for you? Okay, that's Tuesday. Just 3:40 to 4, I would say. You know, just the early part of the class.
Three girls, three boys.
From Norma?
Yeah, Norma.
What's Norma's Eskimo?
Kiruka.
What?
Kiruka.
No, no,
what?
No. Tutuya Kiruka. Norma Mpania Kiruka.
I'm just not there.
No,
I just have no Eskimo name. No,
I'm going to wish to go with Hong Kong.
Yeah, that's not
her husband. has three girls?
Three girls and three boys.
Four boys.
And four boys.
Four girls.
Oh, four girls.
Do you have their names?
She will speak on me a win. First husband, three.
What?
Three kids. First husband. Two girls, one boy.
Two girls and one boy?
Yeah. Kiruka.
What?
First daughter, Chani. He has come on it, I don't know.
Chani.
John.
Anagatanga.
Sister?
Yes, sister. Kiruka. Anagatanga.
Two girls.
Kiruka.
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 What?
Kiruka.
Johnny.
Three boys.
The next one, a brother, is Johnny.
Okay. Am I the right person?
Johnny.
Johnny, I-E, or what? K-O-A.
You've got two boys, one girl.
Two boys?
One girl.
How old is this, the kid?
Stop. Small.
Small. Yeah, that's one thing, if you get down the chart, younger and younger, less kids, less marriage, it's just too young.
So what do you know the name, Josh? Before she's getting a gamble.
How about some...
Second husband.
Normalism, gamble?
Yeah.
Roger, what?
Junior. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many?
Three boys?
Do they have Eskimo names? Where?
No, Roger.
He's got three kids.
Brother.
Yeah.
Two boys.
One boy.
And Danny.
Danny?
No.
Good. How many defendants do you keep in track of? If you make these charts, you know, you gotta make them neat, otherwise you can't tell which generation is which. For me, they always end up twisting around the side of the paper.
Did you want to get to the older generation quickly?
Yeah,
I was just gonna
say that for that older generation, you really have to do two charts like that. Because you need one for Jimmy and one for Mabel. I mean, to squeeze it all on one chart is fine. Especially if you're trying to indicate their position within their family and other people. And anybody, like, let's see. And these would be Jimmy's brothers and sisters, right? Growing up, Jimmy's parents, and what are these? Aunts and uncles. And their kids are Jimmy's cousins, first cousins. Couldn't reach any higher if I wanted. But maybe we can do a little bit of that now.
I have a question, right?
Yeah. Would those first cousins be considered like brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I guess so. Some of them are. The ones that are parallel. The ones your mother's sister's kids, father's brother's kids are called by brother and sister. But cross cousins, your mother's brother and sister's. Father's sister's kids are not.
I want to interject a little bit more. Just something I want to add here about the family trees and uses of them in anthropology. I'm not an anthropologist. Some of my best friends are anthropologists. The person who did more than anything to get me into graduate school, by the way, was a good anthropologist, our family's anthropologist, by the way. Yeah. Came and studied our family one time. But one of the things that I remember from a discussion with him was that any society that you look at has a way of valuing different relationships. And what's nice about looking at family relationships is that there's a finite number of relationships. I mean, it's very complex, but in one society, certain relatives are identified in a certain way, in another society it may be a different set. And, you know, when we look at the modern society, you know, we always assume we've got the standard that everything else is measured by, you know, we've got the perfect thing worked out. But if you look at our own, ours is simply another example of a structure of relationship identification that too is selective. It doesn't identify every single relationship differently from the rest. For example, we differentiate aunts, uncles, cousins, and so forth, right? What are your mother's sister's children called? Okay, how about your mother's brother's children? They're just cousins too, right? How about your father's sister's Yeah, okay. Cousins all the way across, right? But you see there are distinctions there. There are male, female parents, male, female, whether it's a boy or girl, still first cousins, right? We don't make those distinctions within the social structuring that we're familiar with, but you see there are differences, and they're valued very differently within Tlingit society, which is what I'm obviously most familiar with. Mother's brother is very important, my mother's brother. And what is he? My mother's brother is an uncle, right? What about my father's brother? It's also an uncle, but it's not an uncle in the same way. I mean, that distinction is made in Tlingit society, so that with the identification system that we use in American society, there's no distinction made between those two kinds of uncles. But in Tlingit society, there is a distinction. My father's or my mother's brother plays a greater role in my life than my father's brother. And as you look at our system, and for those of you who are going to work on this project of getting this on one piece of paper, you'll find that there are those kinds of distinctions there. If you look at that and analyze it, you'll find that we kind of gloss over some of those identifications as well in the American system of identification. Just a point I want to make for you to think about when you get into this. So you do make distinctions on your father's and mother's side, but in the American system that we're familiar with, they're all uncles, right?
And then all my cousins are my brothers and
my sisters. Yeah. And what is your, in the American system, what is your mother's sister's husband called? Same as your mother's brother, right? No distinction there. But is there a difference? Sure is. So if you see, we all just make these arbitrary distinctions with all of our society. And the American system that we're familiar with is no different in that respect than others. It just happens that we have different kinds of distinctions. Okay, I want to break a little early, and it's about 15 minutes before the end of the period. And for those of you who are I want to give those of you who want to work on an extra credit project of putting together the genealogy for Mabel and Jimmy. And Jimmy, if you'd like, I hadn't talked with you earlier about it, I just thought of it here, but if you'd like, we can put all of this on one paper and you can take it back with you. Everybody will know everybody already, but it'll show all the relationships on one sheet.
Most of them boys good for army. I tell them, but the Air Force, when I was working in Air Force, how come you got lots of blonde boys good for army? I told them.
A lot of other distinctions come into play here. Now, for example, we're identified by our father, right? My father is Joe Demert and Dennis Demert. Your father was Caulfield or Camoyan or whatever, but in the Tlingit society, and I'm not sure how it would work here, my identification would have been through my mother instead. So what happens when you have two cultural orientations coming together and the descendants having to deal with two ways of identifying family relationships? Can it get complicated? Yeah, a little bit. In in the prevalent system now, my cousin Bill Demert, which we've grown up in, it's pretty important in my life growing up. I mean, identification-wise. In the older system, that wouldn't have been the case quite so much. Because he's on my father's side, I would have gone more to my mother's side. But you can find out a lot by looking about yourself, by looking at this, and raising questions about the distinctions that come into play. Thank you. Okay, for those of you who would like to work on the project, you can stay and the rest of us will be leaving. Give you a few minutes. What you need to do is work out the mechanics and work out some skill of getting together, if you will, and getting this done before March 16th. Oh, yes, and tests. All I need is motor reading.
Lots of kids, lots of descendants.
Thank you. Send your questions if you have. Thank you. Oh, here are your notes from the last class as well.
Do you pass them out on Tuesday?
Oh, your turn.